and beginning to deal with things that we have to deal with, so it's easier to deny them. Look at denial. So many of us get caught up in denial because denial becomes for many of us a normal way of life. If I deny something, I don't have to look at it. I don't have to face it. If I deny it, I still think I'm in control. One of the games that many of us play when we do a lot of denying is very simply what I call a game of imaging and a game of fantasy. Now, it's kind of interesting when you get caught up in that. So many of us, when we talk about denial, remember the basic concept of all denial. Denial comes primarily from the fact that deep down inside, we are very insecure and we don't like who we are. Again, we're going back to that spiritual bankruptcy. And when we experience that spiritual bankruptcy, what happens is, if I don't like who I am and I have a real negative concept of myself, what happens is I then begin to deny the reality of what's in front of me. Therefore, if I deny reality, therefore it doesn't exist. That's how the addict thinks, the codependent thinks. I basically do not want to see what I see, so therefore I deny it. I want it to be what I want it to be. In codependency circles, we have a name for that. It's called great expectations. We are constantly expecting people and expecting situations and things to be what we want them to be. And as a result, we are constantly putting ourselves in turmoil and putting ourselves in denial. As a result, what happens is we then put ourselves in a situation where literally we drive ourselves berserk. The more you deny, the more your life becomes unmanageable, the more crazy your life becomes. What's so scary about it is that after a while, it becomes so normal that it becomes our normal way of life. So many of us have developed denial techniques. They're survival techniques. We've developed them over the years. We also get caught up in denial, so as a result of denial, what we do is we image. So many of us play what I call the mascot role. So many of us go around playing the actor and actress role. As a result of that, we play an imaging role. I never want people to truly see who I am. So what I do is I put a show on the outside. They're my denial techniques. Why? Because I don't want them to really know who I am because maybe they won't like me. The reality is very simple. I don't like myself. See, I'm always looking at somebody else. I'm always putting it on somebody else. But the reality is, it's really me. And so as a result, as I deny and I image, I then create emptiness inside of me, and my emptiness creates my unmanageability. Also, what happens is I get caught up in that fantasy again, and my fantasy becomes my reality. The bottom line is, I do not want to look at reality or deal with reality. It is much simpler, basically, to avoid it. And so as a result, what happens is I continue this process inside of myself of always avoiding and running away from reality. As a result, my life is unmanageable. My life is chaotic. My life has all kinds of confusion in it. My life becomes miserable. And as a result, what do? I then look at life through the eyes of being miserable. You know what's so scary about all this? Usually, we never come to that stage of admitting to something until we have no choice. We're very strange human beings, but human beings are this way. What we usually do is we beat ourselves half to death, we wear ourselves out, we drive ourselves crazy, and as we say in the program, whenever we get sick and tired of being sick and tired, then all of a sudden, we admit to it. Remember I said back in the beginning that most of us admit to nothing? Well, the reality is very simple. We usually admit to things when we have no choice. There's nothing else that we can do. But even admitting is scary. And that's why the first step is such a powerful step. Even when we admit, many of us still deny. We admit intellectually. We have a process we always talk about with codependence, which is kind of, we joke about it a lot, but it's not funny. It's that whole concept that very basically we know. Another disease that we have is codependence. It's called the I know disease. It's the admitting disease. It's all intellectual. I know what's wrong. I know the situation and I know the problem. But at the same